You ever find yourself just asking yourself, what are the biggest stories in Clarksville?
I ask that every morning.
Every morning you ask that question to yourself, and you say all the time, if I could just go to one place and find out about the top stories, well, that's ClarksvilleNow.com. But if only there were two middle-aged morons that could just run down the stories for me, well, prayers are answered.
There you
Here
go.
We are.
We're the answer to everybody's prayers. Two middle-aged, who would have thought? Two middle-aged morons would be the answer to everybody's prayers.
And
this
here,
is true.
And here we are. The Clarksville Rundown is a Clarksville original podcast. This is where we break down the biggest news stories for the week.
Mm-hmm. Well, there ain't nothing much bigger than a full eclipse.
That's true. By the way, my name is Ryan Pluckelman, and that's Chris Smith. He's the chief of Clarksville Now.
This is true.
Wondering.
I am Chris Smith.
But yeah, the eclipse was the big deal.
Yeah, that was huge.
We got 98%.
I think it was 97.1.
Oh, for crying out loud. I'm rounding up.
We just had this conversation earlier today.
I'm an up-rounder. You're a down-rounder.
I am the precision.
Yeah.
I don't round.
Well, I remember in 2017 when we, in Clarksville, got totality. Mm-hmm. I remember people saying, like, prepping us for totality with, listen, 98, 99... 99.5 is not the same as totality. Mm-hmm. And having seen totality in 2017, it's magnificent.
Oh, it's wonderful. Weird, creepy, strange. Yeah.
So this time, if you wanted to see totality, it was about an hour drive to Paducah, which would turn into an 8-hour drive back to Clarksville.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've never seen I-24 bumper to bumper from Paducah to Nashville. It was insane. Mm-hmm. But this time around, we got 97.98.1, 97.1. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever number Chris said. And it wasn't the same. It was nice. It was cool. But it just wasn't the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's what I didn't expect in 2017. I was on the roof of a building downtown watching it with a buddy. And it was just, I did not expect the sky just to go so dark.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of it, you can see why people were freaked out throughout human history when an eclipse would happen. Because, you know, what the heck is that?
Let's just sacrifice some people. The gods are angry.
Yeah, let's kill some people. And by the time they kill 50 people, it stops.
Right.
Makes
perfect sense, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, so we didn't kill anybody this time around. At least I'm not aware that we killed anybody.
No,
nobody's
sacrifice.
Missing, right?
Not as far as I'd in the building. No, yeah. I think we stopped.
We're all accounted for.
I think we as a society stopped kind of doing the ritualistic eclipse sacrifices.
We kind of did that.
A couple hundred years ago.
Been there, done that.
It's been a while.
It's very 50,000 BC.
But how cool was it to just, it was fun to see. It was not the same. Crazy to see how bright the sun is, even with 98.1% of it covered. Mm-hmm. It's still, you look at it, you're like,
yeah.
Keep my glasses
See, that's
on.
What I don't understand. But people say, oh, don't look at it. Don't look at it. How are you honestly going to be able to look at the sun?
Well, if it's covered up 98.1%.
I guess. But, I mean, that's really hard to look at.
It is. It is. Traffic. I think a lot of people flew into Nashville and made the trek up to Paducah.
Yeah, I feel bad for the people who like didn't leave in time. And so they're sitting there on the side of the interstate or trying to look out their window, you know.
Right. And had you not got 20 minutes outside of Paducah, you wouldn't have saw. You only saw his 99%, which wasn't the same. So, I remember we went to a movie Monday night after the eclipse because they do this thing at Regal. You'd love this. They don't tell you what the movie is. It's a movie that hasn't come out yet. It's $5.
Oh, it's in a movie that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
So
Mystery Movie Monday.
It's a preview kind of thing.
They don't tell you what it is. They don't give any hints.
That's a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Can you tell me what you saw?
Yeah, it was a movie about golf. About a golf team.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It was actually more exciting.
Was it like a Rocky type sports movie, but golf?
Right.
Instead of hitting people in the face?
1950s in Texas, South Texas. This guy who served in the war is now a teacher at a school. He's a golfer. They won't let, he's a Mexican-American descent. They won't let Mexicans on the golf course. Mm-hmm. So he creates the first all Mexican immigrant the golf team for high school in Texas, and they win the state championship.
Was this a real story?
Real story. Oh. Yeah. It's called The Long Game.
Interesting.
Hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
But I saw it for $5. So when we were
both. You just ruined the movie for everyone.
Turns out Bruce Willis is dead the entire time. Had no idea. and Darth Vader's Luke's father. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
But this, as we're driving back from that, we go over. a bridge over I-24, as far as the eye can see in both directions, bumper to bumper traffic. This is 9 o'clock at night. This is 7 hours past the eclipse.
That's the smart thing to do to get there early. I mean, you don't want to be trying to drive over there, you know, at 12 o'clock for a 2 o'clock appointment.
But it was bumper to bumper. It was absolutely insane, but cool. I think we have to wait 20 years for the next eclipse to come to the United States.
Something like that.
So you and I will be we won't be middle-aged morons. We'll be elderly morons.
Yeah.
And so
I'll be 75.
Yeah. I'll be a little younger than that. But
I'll say back in my day, 2017, 2017.
It was cool though. I do kind of miss, I was kicking myself when I should have taken the day off and headed up to Paducah so I could have seen the totality.
Then you would have missed not being able to play Total Eclipse of the Heart.
We actually, all of us here in the building, we put everything on autopilot and we went outside to the parking lot, and it was cloudy for most of the day. Clouds open up. Mm-hmm. We all got our little glasses on, thanks to Siobhan, who got everybody in the office eclipse glasses because she's that awesome.
Yeah, she is.
And we're all staring up at the sun. And then at for us, our peak, we started playing Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart on a loudspeaker. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Classic.
Kind of cool.
I love that song.
What we saw in Clarksville was, of course, it got dark, but not as dark as it would in totality. Mm-hmm. Everything kind of had a silvery glow to it. And then you started seeing the crescent moon shadows and that. But again, I miss totality.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of these days we'll have totality again.
20 years.
20 years.
20 years from now.
You know, by then we'll be probably back to human sacrifice.
At that point, the way we're going now, probably.
Yeah. So something to look forward to. So this was kind of cool. The Money Magazine is back with another Clarksville ranking. There was an eclipse the last time this happened.
Yeah.
It was in 2017.
Last time this happened, we are still feeling the ramifications from being named Money Magazine's best place to live. It created a massive influx of people to Clarksville.
I just misspoke. I said 2017. It was 2019.
Way to get your numbers right, man.
Hey, listen, I do my best. In 2019, Money Magazine named Clarksville the best place to live of their 50 best places.
Now, what has happened since 2019 to 2024? Apparently, a lot of cities and their helicopter parents complained to Money Magazine saying there shouldn't just be one best city. Mm-hmm. You need to have a bigger list. Everybody gets a participation trophy. So now they don't have the best city to live anymore. They have a list of great cities to move to.
Yeah, but I could see where if you're going to have a ranked list, how would a city move from being the number one to the number 15? And then the next year, they're number 30. And then the next year, they're number four. I mean, cities don't change that fast.
You sound exactly like a parent calling the principal because their child bombed a test.
But that's not interesting to say, you know, to just rotate among the top 10 cities. Because I think there was some intentional randomness to that where they were, intentional randomness. But you know what I mean? They were picking a different number one city.
Yeah.
Every year, because you know what, just to be Austin every year or Asheville every year. So they were, I think, rotating the number one city or maybe changing their criteria every year. But I think this kind of makes more sense. Here's the 50 best places to live. This could be the same list every year.
Right.
And nobody's going to really complain about it.
I only get Money Magazine for the swimsuit issue. But I get really excited when the cities come out because 50 best. So now 50.
The Warren Buffett spread.
Oh my God, he's fantastic.
Really nice.
Oh man, he's really looking good nowadays. Yeah. But no, so Clarksville made the list of the top 50 best places to live. They're labeling us as a new boomtown.
Yeah. So the other thing they did to make the list a little more interesting than just here's the 50, they had certain criteria that they used to determine the 50, and they also grouped people into categories. So I think the categories were like best college town, best boom town, or boom towns, college towns. There were a couple of other different rankings, but we were in the boom town ranking.
Yeah.
So we're primarily on this list because we're growing so fast, not just in population, but also in job opportunities.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense. And the criteria, too, they looked at how the quality of schools, all of that stuff. So, I mean, if you thought it was crazy before, here we go again.
Here
we go again.
Another reason for people to be moving here.
Well, and one thing that I should need to stop reading the comments. And I tell myself all the time, I'm not going to read the comments this time. The city is what you make it. right?
Mm-hmm.
If you are a person that needs everything done for you and doesn't want to look outside your comfort zone for things,
mm-hmm.
or realize that perhaps your view of things could be the problem, you're always going to see something as it sucks, right? Mm-hmm. And especially if you've lived here a while and you really liked Clarksville before, and there's a large group of people that are really upset that Ted Crozier annexed St. B. They're mm-hmm. still mad about that.
Yeah.
That was 40 years ago.
Yeah.
They don't want to see progress. Clarksville's growing because we have something people want.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. Taxes are low. There's things to do.
Compared to the rest of the country, the housing prices are really low.
Exactly. Even though we're more expensive now than we used to be, we're still really low.
Mm-hmm.
Property taxes are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to my parents. They're looking to move in their retirement because they're tired of the winters up north.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, Clarksville, this is great. And now we're talking about property taxes. They're like, what? Because it's a third of what they pay. A third.
That's wild.
Right? So we have a lot of things going for us. And to see all the comments about, oh, Clarksville sucks, why? But you don't have to stay here.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is your home is worth twice as much as it was 10 years ago because of the demand of being here. So sell your house and move if you don't like it, because there's plenty of people that do like it here.
And it's so much easier just to complain on social media. So I think often we overweight social media because people like to yuck on other people's yum.
Right.
They like to, they like to complain, and it's no fun to say, oh, this is great. Yeah. Clarksville is wonderful. How many people are going to actually go on and say
right.
that? No, people are going to vent. They're going to use it to vent. And I can also tell you Clarksville's Facebook, social media climate is no different than it is in Austin, Texas, or
right.
Chattanooga or right. Asheville, all these great, wonderful cities that everybody loves. They still have the same people complaining because I see this in other markets.
Right, right.
All these social media, Facebook group things are the same. Everybody just wants to complain and be negative.
The reality of Clarksville is crime is low.
Mm-hmm. Crime
people,
is low.
People are
statistically.
People are saying you're a moron for saying that. No, I've got statistics to back me up. When you look at the percentage of the population here and you see the rate of violent crimes per percentage of population, it's very low.
Our crime rate is lower than most other Tennessee medium-sized cities.
Right. And so you can't judge, oh, there's a story on the news about two people getting shot. The reason why it's news is because it's not usual.
Yeah,
it's unusual.
It's outside the norm.
So I look at Clarksville. I've lived in Clarksville for 19 years. I feel like I can call myself a Clarksvillian
because
I've been here for 19 years.
19 years, pretty good.
I love this city. I love the people in this city. I love the warm, like friendliness, small town feel that we still have.
I
love the growth.
It's just enough part of the South
where
you feel comfortable. You get that hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
You get that the richness of the culture of the South here. But it's not so far South that it's culturally isolating.
Right.
It's a comparatively, as I've said this before and people have laughed at me, but compared to the rest of the South, it is comparatively cosmopolitan. And the diversity and the demographics, it's not Detroit. It's not Chicago.
Right.
It's not that cosmopolitan, but it's a heck of a lot more cosmopolitan than Murfreesboro or Jackson or Huntsville or, Paducah. Because we have this rich cultural tapestry here
that
you don't have in other southern cities.
And of course, we can thank Fort Campbell for that. People
serve
here at Fort Campbell. They want to retire here.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this for a second. If Clarksville stunk so bad.
If you're close to the water treatment plant.
It does. That's true. It does. It stinks by the water treatment. If Clarksville is such a horrible place to live, why would so many people that have served in the armed forces and served at Fort Campbell, why would they want to retire here?
Yeah.
You could retire anywhere you wanted to.
Yeah.
If you've served all over the world.
If it's so bad, why is everyone moving here? It's the same thing with traffic on Wilmerhurst Boulevard. Why would you open a restaurant on Wilmerhurst Boulevard? Well, that's because there's so much traffic.
That's where all the cars are.
That's where all the people are.
Right.
That's why you want to open a restaurant there, because that's where you can make money. People are moving here because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
They visit here. They see this is awesome. They want to come here back. They want to come back.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. There's so much wonderful things in the pipeline, too.
Now, to make it work, though, that means we've got to be smart about our growth.
Yep.
We got to work on the roads.
Mm-hmm.
Pitts has a transportation plan. We've been putting money into it. Roads take a while to build. It's going to take a while, but we're working on improving the roads. We got to work on our planning, make sure we have the kind of growth that we want. You know, we got to be smart about how we grow. We need to stop sprawling and try to do more infill development. That means that we're going to have apartment complexes in areas of downtown. You're not used to seeing apartment complexes. Right. But we need smart growth. So we got to manage the growth well because we're growing whether we like it or not.
Yeah. You can't stop it.
Bad growth or good growth. So let's try to make it good growth.
Right. And I said it before, I'll say it again. I love Clarksville. Mm-hmm. I love everything about this town. I'm happy that I'm here.
And the rest of the country keeps noticing it again and again and again.
When I moved here 19 years ago, I thought it'd be 3 years and I'm gone.
Yep. Same here.
That was 19 years ago. Still here. So great. Congratulations, Clarksville, for once again making Money Magazine's best places to live.
Yeah, yeah, top 50. So here's another cool thing, and this is one of the cool things that I love about Clarksville. Star Spangled Brewing, they opened a downtown location over on Spring Street.
Yeah, and that, they have Star Spangled Brewing there, and they also have the Three Rifles Distillery. It's kind of like a co-op, it seems, of good booze.
Yeah, yeah.
The booze co-op.
I get the impression that they probably bought a little more space than they needed. And said, oh, this would be cool. Why don't we just move these guys in here? And we'll put these guys here. And so they had this, they let a food truck operating out of an Airstream open up on their property, set up some little stairs and everything to get up to it because they wanted to have outdoor events. So this Monster Cones, it started as an ice cream truck.
Yeah.
Well, it succeeded so well and people have loved it so much. And, you know, you're a brewery. You want to be able to have food, too.
Got to get a base.
Yeah.
Base for that booze.
Yeah. Get a couple of IPAs in.
Yeah.
I need some chips. I need some pretzels or something.
Where's the salsa?
Yeah. Give me a burger. And now it's Monster Cones Campfire Grill. They're moving in and they're going to they're opening inside a Star Spangled Brewing. So you can have some sandwiches or Bavarian pretzel or
like it.
Yeah.
That's a win-win.
Yeah. So that's a neat little development. So, and I love this, that these businesses working together, partnering, taking advantage of opportunities, and the craft brewery, industry has kind of made that work.
It's interesting that Clarksville, again, looking at what's booming, we have a great craft brewery scene. There's some really fantastic people making some really fantastic beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would, anytime someone's like, I'm making my own beer. Okay, that's bold. You gotta be better than what's being mass produced out there. Mm-hmm. And there's so many great microbreweries here that are building and making some craft brews that are just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And then you throw on that the growing distillery scene here.
Mm-hmm.
These things should not be as good as they are.
It
blows my mind.
We're very lucky to have them.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So, I need to sample some more of these beers because I've been to Star Spangled up on Prophet Drive.
Yeah.
I need to check out the one downtown.
Okay. Are you asking me, do we want to go sometime?
Yeah. You want to go on a date?
I'd love to go on a date with me. When are our wives going out of town again so we can go have a reason to go hang out?
Yeah. Kick them out so we can go have some fun. So we won't be embarrassed when we stumble in the door.
That's the truth.
And always
after,
Uber.
I was going to say that. We Uber.
All right. This is another cool thing. This has turned in. This is not intentional, but this has kind of turned into the
cool things about Clarksville. Ooh, it's cool.
Hey, we need, that's going to be our new theme song.
That's going to be our new theme song. We're going to work that in.
So Clarksville kind of jumped the gun. The Tennessee Titans decided they were going to basically start an initiative to bring flag football to Middle Tennessee. So they encouraged schools to start up girls' flag football teams. Clarksville jumped right in with both feet.
Did the Titans put some money behind this? Or are they just like, hey, we need girls' flag football. See you later.
I think it was more just an encouragement thing.
Okay.
They may have bought some flags or some footballs for
football
or whatever. But anyway, so the Titans introduced this initiative. Clarksville jumped in way early, and there were two Clarksville teams in the inaugural season. West Creek High and Montgomery Central played each other for the state championship in girls' flag football. And West Creek won.
Okay.
So West Creek girls' flag football was the first flag football champion in
the
state of Tennessee.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, the other school systems that did this were Williamson County and Metro Nashville.
By the way, can I throw in another sports first for Montgomery County? Did you know that Montgomery County also had the first girls wrestling team to win the state dual championship?
Yeah, that's right.
It was Rossview.
Yeah.
Tennessee was the first state in the union that adopted a finals for duels wrestling for girls.
Yeah, yeah. So Clark, we're leading the way. Clarkson Montgomery County is leading the way in girls' sports.
Yeah.
It's pretty darn awesome, especially the new ones.
Yeah.
So now the TSSAA, for those of you who are not familiar, Tennessee Secondary Schools Athletic Association, they're basically in charge of high school sports statewide.
Yeah.
They just sanctioned high school girls varsity flag football as a statewide sport.
Unanimously.
Yeah. So now any high school in Tennessee can basically have one of these teams if they want to field one, and they'll start playing each other. We'll build it up as a varsity sport.
It's fantastic. I love that it was unanimous. There wasn't some old geezer going, yeah, girls shouldn't be playing no football. They should be in the home ec class. Like, everybody agreed it was a great thing. Yeah. This is great. I think sports are fantastic. For some kids, they're life-changing, and it's what they need in their lives, and it makes them more confident in themselves. Mm-hmm. It teaches them structure and responsibility and the benefits of hard work. So more opportunities for sports, the better. I think this is great.
Yeah.
Way to go, TSSAA.
Especially women's sports, because you know, that's one of the problems that we have historically had, is not enough sports being available to women who want to play. And this is a really great way to do that. So it's not just field hockey and soccer, which are great, but you know, we tend to get the same old options available for girls.
Basketball.
But they don't have it. They don't have football. So this is a great way to do that.
Do you know my mom? She was when she was in high school, a senior in high school, it was the first year that where she grew up in the state of Wisconsin that they allowed girls track when she was a senior. And she went to state for the very first state track meet for girls.
Did she have to wear like the whole pantaloons thing and like a special?
It's like 1968, which is crazy.
Like, you know, maybe low cut heels.
Yeah, something. Right, right.
Yeah,
good stuff.
So,
way to go, TSSAA.
Yeah,
and way to go, West Creek, for being the first ever.
That's right,
girls flag football state champion for the state of Tennessee.
You think I could take them?
No, I've seen you play flag football. You would be left in the dust. They would embarrass you.
I would. I think I only got one flag, and it was because I picked it up off the ground and was like, hey, anybody got missing a flag?
No joking aside, we had a Thanksgiving family flag football game here at the radio station, here at the 5-star. And Chris played, and Chris hobbled for the week following that game.
I did. Because I tackled young Christian Brown at least once.
The best part was the amount of trash talk between everyone under the age of 30 was ridiculous.
Mean.
I had to say, I will write you up.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
I almost had to write people up at a friendly flag football game due to their trash talk.
It wasn't a hostile work environment. It was certainly a hostile a hostile football field. Yeah. So, speaking of, here's another first sports. These transitions just write themselves.
Man, you're lucky.
So,
because last week the transitions did not write themselves.
No, they did not. One of them had to be a lot more of a cold transition than we expected. After the fact, if you know, you know. It's go back and try to listen to last week's podcast if you listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, live.
Try. Yeah.
You may find something missing.
Yeah.
So anyway, APSU has an ice hockey team now.
Yeah.
Thanks to the FNM Bank Arena. Their first ever ice hockey team. They had their opening weekend. And guess who they beat?
University of Alabama, Birmingham. UAB. No.
UAH.
Oh, they beat UAH? Okay.
Unless I'm wrong. Oh!
I was right!
You were right.
Oh, I was right!
Yeah, I was talking about Huntsville earlier. Like I had got Huntsville in my head. Yeah, they beat Birmingham, University of Alabama, Birmingham Blazers.
Yeah.
Beat them 6-0 and then 6-3.
That's fantastic.
Doubleheader.
They sold out both games.
Yeah, now they sold out not in the main arena.
No, in the Ford Ice Center.
Yeah, in the Ford Ice
Center. But if there's enough interest...
Well,
you never know. You might move those Austin Peay games to the main ice there.
Now, here's something that I probably should have known and should have had in the story. Do you know how many people the Ford Ice Center seats? It looks like maybe around 100, 150.
Yeah, something like that. Let's go 200.
Let's go 200.
Easy 200.
Yeah, see, I'm not in sales.
You're not in sales.
Round up to 200. So the main arena is like, you know, what, 6,000 capacity?
A little different.
But yeah, I mean, if they keep going, I mean, maybe they'll start using the main ice sheet for this stuff.
You have to wonder, because we have all that ice there. My thought was, when they built the FNM Bank Arena and they have all this ice everywhere, that someone's trying to get a minor league hockey club for Clarksville, which I still think that could be a possibility. But this is a great option as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it gives you some good hockey because it's a club sport. It's not an NCAA sanctioned team. It's a club team that plays other college club teams. But still, it's awesome for hockey.
Is there NCAA hockey?
Yes,
there is. Mm-hmm. It's not a world I live in.
So. No, it's not. Yeah, they do have NCAA hockey.
Yeah,
a lot of schools up north have it.
Yeah, yeah, I'd imagine. So.
Where a lot of Norwegians and people have a lot of ice they could skate on.
Where they can go
practice
in the backyard in the winter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Good all the way around. This was a Love Your City episode of the Clarksville Rundown.
I don't mean to make it, because I've got complaints about Clarksville, but this turned into a lot of pro Clarksville stuff. So I'm sorry.
I'm excited. Next week, we're going to complain the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Next week's podcast is going to be, this is awful. This stinks. I hate this. Where are these morons?
Yeah. I'll find things we can complain about next week.
Really? Balance it out a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't want to be accused of being unbalanced on the Clarksville Rundown.
No.
Because our integrity means a lot.
Right.
We're very integrity-driven people.
This is true.
And the Clarksville Rundown is a Clarksville Now original podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time where we just crab for 30 minutes.